Mel, are you in there? Mel?
Hi.
Oh, well, there you are.
Oh, hold tight. I was reading. I'll put on the light for you.
Oh, it's all right. I know where it is.
No, you don't. I moved it. Here.
I don't think I'll ever get used to it. The way you read in the
dark. Dark or light makes no difference when you're blind.
Of course.
Did you bring it?
Yes.
Oh, let's have it. Thanks. Can you put it on for me?
Well, it's a cassette. Do I switch anything?
Yeah, this thing here.
I haven't heard it. I don't know how much he says.
I'll only need a word or two.
Oh, listen.
My name is Adam Kane. I'm 5'7". I've got blue eyes and I was born in London.
That's great. That's all I need.
You sure that's enough, Mel?
Martha, sister dear, I'll know that voice again anywhere.
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Soundwave.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you haven't heard all of it yet.
I can't wait.
Oh, come over here and sit down, Adam. I can't bear it when you wander around like that.
It's the pigeons.
I don't care what it is. You can look at the pigeons when I finish the briefing.
The CIA is using a blind courier?
More or less.
And you want me to make contact with this man and pick up what he's couriering?
Exactly.
It's out of an horror comic, it must be.
On the contrary, Adam, it's a very real and dangerous situation. I'm sorry we're involved, but we are. And we have to do our bit. All of us.
A blind courier. Yeah, it just about adds up, doesn't it? That's what's happening to America. And what are they using a strong arm cover in? The Chelsea Junior netball team?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Adam, this is serious. Mel Rosen is no ordinary man. Blind or not, he's a mathematical genius. He was chosen for this exercise because, firstly, he won't be suspected. And secondly, well, he was the only man who could have assessed the material on the spot, known what to bring and what to leave.
Well, he couldn't have taken the microfilm himself.
No, of course not. His sister did that.
Sister?
Of course, I... Didn't I mention the sister?
There's a lot of things you haven't mentioned.
Then we'd better start all over again, just to be absolutely sure.
You got the time on you?
What? It's just gone 5:30. Now, the whole thing started when... Adam, where are you going?
I just remembered. I promised a bloke I'd be home by 5:45. I'm going to be late.
Adam, don't you dare! Adam! He'll be the death of me. I know he will.
Could talk. The number of times he nearly been a death of me. Blind couriers, mathematical geniuses or not, were not in my book of safe people to be with. So, I went home. Well, I wasn't lying about the bloke I promised to be home for either. I'd done it that very morning on the number 27 to Curzon Street. Adam Kane, I said to myself, tonight I promise you I'll be home by 5:45. It's a pity Viv knew my address.
Thought you'd briefed him.
There was a little problem. He knows most of it.
Yeah, and I don't think he's home.
He'd better be home. Adam, don't close the door!
The neighbors should bark. You'll get me thrown out.
Then let us inside.
Who's he?
Jim Smallwood with the Americans.
Oh, you mean the CIA?
For heaven's sake, Adam.
My little joke. Come on in.
Thanks a lot.
Help yourselves. You fancy a drink?
You got scotch?
Yeah. Small sherry, Viv.
Dry as you've got, hmm? That'll be lovely.
My pleasure.
I must say, you guys have a pretty hairy idea of security.
Well, what do you mean? Here's a scotch.
Oh, thank you. Anything going on about the agency out there in the hallway?
Who's out there to hear? Anyway, if someone did hear, they'd think it was a joke. We're like that in England. We got a sense of humour.
Careful, Adam. Yeah, thank you.
Dry enough?
Lovely.
Now, can we get down to business? It's getting late.
Good idea. I'm sorry we had to come here, Adam. You didn't leave me much choice.
The blind courier.
Well, he's not exactly a courier.
No?
No, he's a math expert. Sent him over to the International Symposium on Cybernetics in Moscow. We were given a tip from our Moscow man. One of their cybernetic experts had something to sell. We were in the market. We had to make sure the stuff was good. Oh, Mel Rosen went and had a look, liked what he saw, and he bought it for us.
What he saw?
Well, figuratively speaking, of course. He doesn't need eyes, most of the time. When he does, his sister travels with him. She's also a mathematician, only not a genius. But she understands her brother.
Yeah, I get it. A seeing-eye bird.
Yeah.
Only one thing I don't get.
What's that?
Why me? If he's got what he went to get, why must I collect it from him? Can't he take it home?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. The Russians know it's missing, see? They've a pretty good idea that Rosen has it. We want it from him before he loses it.
And so they dare risk an American connection. He wouldn't last a day. KGB are watching Rosen like a hawk.
Lovely. It gets better and better. Where is he?
That's the easy part, Adam. He's right here, in London.
Well?
What's the matter?
I'm scared.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry now that you agreed to this whole monstrous business. They could have sent someone else.
I had to do it.
Yeah, I know. To prove that you could. But you've done that already. You're the best brain in the country. You didn't have to be a hero as well. Oh,
perhaps not. I don't know. I liked the idea at the time.
And now? With the KGB in the room next door?
I'm sorry. Sorry that you're involved, that's all. I'm safe enough. They can't hurt me. Not here in London.
Well, I hope he hurries, that's all.
Adam Kane. I liked his voice. Let's hear it again. I've got to be sure.
My name is Adam Kane. I'm 5'7". I've got blue eyes and I was born in London. That's all there is to tell, really.
It's daft.
How do you mean?
I mean the voice bit. There's got to be another signal just to be safe. Well, they could plant someone.
It won't matter then, will it? We want the stuff from him. You don't give him anything. If they've planted someone, then it'll be too late. It'll mean they got Rosen.
You don't get me, mate.
Well, then explain.
Simple. This bloke Rosen is blind, right? He's never seen me. He knows nothing about me but me voice. A voice he's only heard on a tape recorder.
Right on.
What's to stop them from planting someone who sounds like me?
Well, they need to tape your voice, analyze it, get someone to copy it so well that even you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Does that sound possible?
I don't know.
You don't know this boy Rosen, Kane. He's fantastic. He can take a sound to pieces in his mind. Over the radio, telephone, tape recorder, makes no difference. He can't be fooled. Safer than any recognition signal. It's a code they can break, believe me.
I'd like to, old son. I really would.
But you don't.
Fancy another scotch?
Come in. I'd like to see your identification, please. Merely a formality. You certainly look like the man I've been inspecting. Must be sure. Yeah, Stephen Oliver.
Good.
Come and sit down. Over there near the light where I can see you. Not that I don't trust you. It's by far the most comfortable chair. I hate hotel rooms, don't you?
It depends.
Yeah, of course, of course. Of course it does. Now, I'm told that you have a remarkable talent, Mr.
Henry. It's enough.
Henry. They tell me you work magic.
Do they indeed?
I'd like a demonstration. No, not me. I'm no judge of my own voice. And now you listen to this.
My name is Adam Kane. I'm 5'7". I've got blue eyes and I was born in London. That's all there is to tell, really.
What do you think?
Is that all?
Isn't it enough?
I'll need to practice, of course.
There isn't time, I'm afraid. Do you want to hear it again?
Not really. How does this sound to you? My name is Adam Kane. I'm 5'7". I have blue eyes. It's quite an easy one, really. How much is it worth? Now the place.
Hotel Dudley, you know?
No, I've never been near it.
That's a pity. That's another layout of a place.
I take it you know what room he's in?
Oh, yeah, no sweat. 105 on the first floor.
And a bogeyman the next door?
The KGB. Yeah, blast.
Well, why don't you just let us pick him up? Save a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but that'll admit we've stolen their math, won't it? We can't do that. It's not in the rules.
I didn't know we played to the rules.
You see, it's not a game. We want that microphone away from him without them suspecting, you see? That way, we let him pick him up, shake him down. He'll be clean, and they can't prove a thing. He comes home safe, and we have the goodies. Simple. No trouble, no international incident. The detente stays undented.
You know, Sonic Smallwood.
What's that?
You've got a nasty mind. Don't like it.
Why on earth not, Adam?
Because it's too bleak and simple, that's why. It's so simple, it's full of holes. Like my dad's nightshirt.
Seems pretty watertight to me.
Why? But why me? Why anybody here in London? Why not send a courier from their embassy? And why did the KGB let him get as far as London before they made a move? None of it makes sense to me.
But you'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Good.
I'm on my way.
Early.
We don't know it's him. It could be...
Yeah, the goon's next door.
Do you want me to...
No, I'll go.
Mel, be careful.
Okay, faster. Yeah?
Are you Mel Rosen?
That's right.
My name's Adam Kane. I've been doing this too long. It's got a bit stale. The danger is always there. The tension and the worry. So that after a bit, the danger gets stale. That's when I worry. When I stop being frightened, I lose the edge. I miss things that should stick out a mile. If I hadn't been stale that day, I probably wouldn't have gone to the Hotel Dudley, and certainly not through the front way.
Eh?
You, Mel Rosen.
Who are you?
Don't you know?
Adam Kane, come along in. I've been inspecting you.
So?
Over there.
It's dark in here.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to be blind, aren't you?
Not supposed, Mr. Kane.
Well, I can't stay. I've got to...
No! Well done, Jonathan. Now, for heaven's sake, let me turn the lights on. This place is like a tomb.
Yeah, sticking out the mile it was. A simple case of counting. Like the fingers of one hand. 105. That was the room number. Only I didn't notice that they went 102, 103, 105. I didn't wonder what had happened to 104. I didn't think in my tiny suspicious mind that someone had been busy with a screwdriver.
You'd better come on in.
So?
You had no trouble?
No trouble. Now, if you'll hand over...
Just a minute. Martha, this is Adam Kane.
Hello there.
My sister, Martha.
Very nice. The microfilm.
Of course.
It's in the bathroom. Come with me, Mel. We'll get it together.
The bathroom? But Oh, yeah. Wait here, will you?
Hurry it along, mate. I haven't got all night.
Yeah, it won't take a minute. Lead the way, sis. What the devil's wrong? You know the stuff, isn't it?
In the bathroom? Yeah, I know. Mel, he's wrong.
What do you mean?
That isn't him. That isn't Adam Kane.
How do you know you haven't seen him? The voice is right. I don't make that sort of mistake.
I know the voice sounds right, and I don't have your ability, but I can see him. He's wrong.
Why?
He's nearly 6 foot tall, and he has brown eyes.
He's taking his time, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. He's got to be careful.
It's the KGB in the room next door that I'm worried about.
Yeah, me too.
Would you let me do something about them, something official? It'd be easy enough. A simple detention until the operation was over.
No. I told you. They don't know we're picking up the drop, and they mustn't know. After that, we're in the clear. Uncle Sam's in the clear.
And the boy? Mel Rosen? What happens to him and his sister? The KGB aren't there for a picnic. They'll get rather nasty when they find out what they've lost.
I don't see that at all. Can't get too rough here in London. Besides, once they've collected the drop, you can put protection on Rosen and his sister. That way it won't be obvious.
What's the time, Smallwood?
It's 20 after.
20 past. He's been gone 15 minutes. That's too long.
You want I should take a look-see?
I don't know. You're in charge of this operation, I suppose?
Yeah. I'll take a look-see. You better call that protection to stand by, just in case.
Very well. I wish you'd have let me done it ages ago.
It won't be long.
Smallwood.
Yeah?
You're quite sure those men are from the KGB, aren't you?
How about that? When the dark clouds blew away and the silver lining began to peep through, I was in a bathroom, handcuffed to a wash basin. The floor was hard and cold, and I had the mum and dad of headaches. But I was thinking fast. Blimey. That was bad. Careful now. A number. Yeah. 105 on the door, but... Yeah, they changed the number. This is 104, where the KGB are. Shame you're a bleeding genius. They're going to have a right giggle about this when you get home. If you get home.
Hello there. Shop?
Oh, good. You're awake.
Who are you?
Well, I'm not Mel Rosen, but you probably gathered that already.
Yeah, you're KGB.
If you insist.
What happens now?
Absolutely nothing.
Eh?
You stay exactly where you are. You can't get away from there without the keys. We'll be far away when the hotel staff find you. You won't be terribly comfortable, but I can't do anything about it.
Tell me, Sonny.
You what?
You won't get what you're after next door, so why are you looking so happy?
You'd be surprised, Mr. Kane. You're surprised I know your name. I'm also in possession of this.
My name is Adam Kane. I'm 5'7". I've got blue eyes and...
Rather interesting, wouldn't you say?
Oh, blimey.
It wasn't difficult to train an expert in dialects to assume your rather a unique voice. He's next door at the moment. That's why we had to detain you. He should be back any moment.
What happens to the blind boy and his sister?
Absolutely nothing. They'll go on thinking they've passed the microfilm to the right man.
You've forgotten one little thing.
I don't think so.
The Braille ID card.
The what?
I had to give him a Braille ID card.
You're lying.
Say it yourself. It's in the inside pocket of my jacket.
Card? He said nothing about a card? Which bucket?
You should have watched the hand without the cuffs, silly man. Now somewhere, you've got to have the keys for these bracelets.
Come out of there. You're taking too long.
Mel, what are we going to do?
I don't know. He might be okay.
He isn't. I'm sure he isn't.
Well, then we got to fool him somehow. Give him something else. Let him think it's the microfilm. He won't know where I've hidden the real stuff.
Think it'll work?
You coming out or do I break the door down?
It'll have to,
here,
won't it?
Here, the toothpaste tube. Tell him it's in there. He won't have time to look.
Okay. Now, hold it. We're coming.
Yeah, about time. Come on out, yeah.
Sorry, it was so long. Here.
What's this?
The microfilm. It's hidden in the toothpaste.
You'd better be right, youngster.
What the...
Who are you? Mel, I told you.
You're not Adam Kane.
Be careful. He's got a gun.
Quite right. You two will say exactly as you...
What? What's happening?
Someone else. Someone in the doorway. He hit him over the head.
Who are you?
Help me get this bloke inside and out of the rain. Now, close the door.
Who are you? You sound like...
Yeah, that's right, kid. My name's Adam Kane.
Jonathan, wake up. Come on, will you?
Smallwood, I...
What happened?
He hit me. He got away.
Great heavens. Where's Henry?
I don't know. He went next door. He'll come back.
He's done?
Yeah, I think so.
You're hopeless. Wait here. We'll see what's going on next door.
Is he the right one, Martha?
Well, he looks right this time.
Yeah, I'm me. I'm no one else. You two all right?
Well, so far, he didn't hurt us.
That toothpaste tube, is that the goodies?
No.
Be careful, Martha.
He's all right this time, Mel. He really is.
No, I fooled him with that. I've got the microfilm on me. Do you want me to hand it over?
No, it's too late for that. You two better come with me. We're getting out of here. Hey, what are you doing with his gun?
I'm bringing it with me. I'll feel safer.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't point it at me.
What about him?
He stays there. The coppers can clear up the mess. Come on.
No, you don't. Back inside there, all of you.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, Mr. Kane?
Don't ask me, love.
Inside.
Careful, Mel.
Right, Rosen. You hand over that film now, to me. Sorry, Kane.
Don't apologize, Mike. What are you, a double?
No, I work for myself, as of now. Rosen, I have a gun. Unless you hand me the films right here. The film's there in your dark glasses. Then I shall shoot you and take them. Now throw your glasses to me.
I will not.
It's too late to argue, Rosen. This is where I shoot.
Oh! Oh! Mel, are you all right?
I thought I was dead.
You're not, but he is. Your sister just shot him.
I think I'm going to faint.
And no, you're not, love. You're going downstairs. There's a car parked out there. Tell the bloke in the car to send up some stretchers. Come over here, love. Stop worrying.
It's just that... Well, I don't like leaving Mel.
He's safe enough. Bibb's got some lovely music to play him. He likes music, doesn't he?
Yes. Please, Adam, I still don't understand who those people were. The ones who wanted the microfilm. They weren't Russians.
No, they weren't. They were Americans like you. Jonathan Field. He's in computers. He wanted the Russian material for himself. It was worth a fortune.
And the one with the gun? The one I shot?
CIA. Jim Smallwood. He set the whole deal up for himself. You don't know who to trust these days, do you?
I'd like to think I can trust you, Adam.
You'll never know until you try, love.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.